Bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. Our theme this week is resurrection power for you. Oh, I hope you listened to the podcast yesterday, because we're just kind of, we're going to go in a sequence, so to speak, and each day is going to build upon the previous day. You know, we were talking yesterday about the absolute triumph of Jesus in His glorious resurrection, and I shared how I have had this sense of triumph when I have preached funerals, even of my own family members. How that the Holy Spirit brought about not just a mere comfort, but an absolute sense of ultimate triumph because of Jesus Christ and His resurrection. You know, the resurrection is the linchpin, we could say, or the foundation of our faith. Because if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then His life and His death are meaningless. But because Jesus came out of the tomb, He arose from the dead, He gave meaning and purpose to life, to humanity. Now we know that everything in the Old Testament is true. We can believe Genesis because the prophets spoke about the coming Messiah. They even spoke of the incarnation, and even spoke of His death, and even spoke of His resurrection. Can you imagine that? I think it was Job. Some scholars believe the oldest book in the Bible. He said, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and in the last days He will stand upon the earth." And though the what did he call them? Some kind of worms, that the death worms destroy my body. In other words, I know that my body is going to corrupt and just return back to dust. He said, yet, though these worms destroy my body, he said, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Oh, Job believed in the resurrection. And so there are so many Old Testament prophecies about the coming Messiah, where He would be born, that He would be God incarnate, that He would be born in Bethlehem, that He would suffer for the sins of humanity. Read Isaiah 53. It even talks about His hands and His feet being pierced. Incredible detailed prophecies of the Messiah. Jesus fulfilled every one of those. And when He came out of the tomb, He verified the Old Testament. He verified everything that He had said. He verified our faith in Him. And that is why enemies of Christianity, they always attack the resurrection. Because if they know if they can attack the resurrection, hey, everything else comes tumbling down. But did you know there have been some very brilliant scholars, lawyers, who have tried to undermine and to prove by their brilliant arguments that the resurrection couldn't happen? And when they have studied minutely the scriptures, they have been convinced it did happen. There was a lawyer, Simon Greenleaf, one of the founders of Harvard Law School. Simon Greenleaf was an agnostic. He did not believe in the Bible. He did not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He believed that these were myths and things that were written just by men. And you've heard those kind of stories, haven't you? And he decided, he was a brilliant lawyer, and he decided that he was going to take the eyewitnesses that the biblical account presents, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the eyewitnesses of the resurrection, and he was going to examine them and cross-examine them just like he would in a court of law. And he was convinced that he would prove, by doing this, he would prove that Jesus did not rise from the dead. But lo and behold, instead of writing a book to convince the world that Jesus didn't rise from the dead, as he examined and cross-examined Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, just like he would witnesses in a court of law, Simon Greenleaf became convinced that they were all telling their truth. Even though their stories were just a little bit different one from the other, he became convinced they were telling the truth, and he became a believer in Jesus Christ and wrote a book demonstrating according to the judicial evidence. And he himself said that there is more evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ than any other event in human history. Oh, my friends, our faith is based on real, solid, historical evidence. Yes, we know he's alive. We experience his presence and power. But our faith goes beyond that. Our faith is not a leap in the dark. Our faith is built on solid, historical, eyewitness evidence that Jesus Christ lived, he died, and he rose again, and he is seated today at the right hand of Almighty God. So we can rejoice today in our faith, knowing that the Lord we serve is the risen Lord. He is real, and he is alive, and his resurrection power is available to you today. Put your faith in him, call upon his name today, and he will answer you with resurrection life and power. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.